Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. TV shows like Terra Nova have brought dinosaurs back into the limelight. Barry Albright, an earth science instructor in the Department of Physics at the University of North Florida, tells us about a bizarre new dinosaur found in Utah.
In 2000, I was part of a team from the Museum of Northern Arizona in Flagstaff, Arizona, that was conducting field work in southern Utah when one of our team members found some unusual dinosaur bones. After about 6 months of study, we determined that what we discovered was a very rare type of dinosaur previously known only from eastern Asia, a group called the therizinosaurs, or sickle-clawed reptiles. We named it Nothronicus graphami for Merle Graphem, the discoverer. Therizinosaurs were bizarre creatures. They had very odd bodies, with small heads and a keratinous turtle-like beak, tiny leaf-shaped teeth indicating that they ate plants, a long neck, a short tail, and an enormous barrel-shaped gut. But they also have very long arms with enlarged sickle-shaped hand claws that reached about 9 inches in length. Particularly bizarre, however, is that the therizinosaurs belong to the group of dinosaurs known as theropods, the predatory carnivorous dinosaurs. Yet their odd anatomy strongly suggests that they were plant eaters, not predators. Not unlike a panda bear today, a mammalian carnivore that eats bamboo. The large sickle-shaped claws at the end of the hands of Nothronicus were probably used, therefore, to pull down branches with foliage or to rake through plant material rather than to help capture, hold, and subdue prey. Also unusual is that the specimen was excavated from sediments deposited in a marine environment, indicating that the bloated carcass must have floated offshore, where it then sank in a nearly complete state. Certain age-diagnostic species of mollusks found in direct association with the skeleton indicate that N. graphami lived in southern Utah about 92.5 million years ago.
That was the University of North Florida's Barry Albright. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Or the dinosaurs, big-ass trees. Dinosaurs, brains like peas, jaws and claws and teeth and bones that used to growl.